We pray that you will show yourself as glorious tonight, dear Father, in Jesus' name, God. That your glory will rest in our hearts, Lord, and it will be in this place, God. Let your name be glorified in what we do, and Lord, in what I do tonight, Lord, let your name be glorified, God. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome from my side, everyone. So, happy 2013. Can't believe it's a new year, and yeah, it's already upon us in the sixth day of the month already. So, my name's Altus. I'm not one of the professional pastors at the church, so I'm an amateur. But yeah, Tien's in his absence. I just want to honor him. He's asked me to share the word tonight, and yeah, it's a big privilege for me to actually share the word tonight. Just a little background on myself. I'm actually in sales, so this is not what I do. So I'm completely in a different industry. The title of the sermon I put as the Year of Freedom. Now, as I was praying for what to preach tonight, I felt God has shared in my heart that this is really going to be a year of freedom. And I mean, I'm going to share a bit around that, but it means more than just freedom. I can do whatever I want and everything. Like, it means that freedom from stuff that you have been struggling a lot. Freedom from things that hold you back the whole time. Freedom from not having fruit in your life. So I want to prophesy for all of us, someone now in the beginning, that this is going to be a year of freedom for us. This is going to be a year that we're going to trust God and we're going to see things move in a way that we have not been known before. And I want us to turn to the first scripture, Galatians 5, verse 1. It says, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Look, I, Paul, say to you that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you." Now, just I want to stop right. All the guys, don't worry. It's not a practical lesson on circumcision, so this is not about that. "I testify again to everyone who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law. You are severed from Christ. You who would be justified by the law, you have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit, by faith, we ourselves eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither the circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. You were running well." Now, I'm going to continue now. There's a lot of us that feel that as soon as you get momentum in your life, there's always something that just gets you. There's always something that just stops the momentum. And what I want to actually, as I'm preaching the word, just pray in your heart as well that God shows to you what are those things that hinders you from running, that constantly stop the momentum in your life. As soon as you just feel things are starting to happen, then something stops it again. So it says, "You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion is not from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in the Lord that you will take no other view than mine, and the one who is troubling you, that you will bear the penalty, whoever he is. But if I, brother, still preach circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been removed. I wish those who unsettle you would emasculate themselves. You were called to freedom." Now, this is where I want to focus on. "You were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another." Now, what I felt in my heart is exactly what the scripture is confirming. We are called to freedom. We weren't called to live a life in bondage. We weren't called to live a life by the law. As in the case of Galatians, what happened with Galatians, Paul wrote a letter to them because they were really running well. They were practicing pure faith in Lord Jesus Christ. And they were really walking in the Spirit. But somewhere along the line, there was this heresy again of, listen, you can't be justified by grace or by faith. You need to be justified by the law. You need to be circumcised. And this is not in our context necessarily that. That means there's a lot of things that we need to do to attain God's good, to attain his righteousness in our lives. We need to do stuff. And as I was praying, I also felt that a lot of us, during this holiday time, we felt that, yes, we didn't spend enough time with the Lord. We didn't do all this and that, that I actually said to myself beforehand, I'm going to do this. So I don't want you to feel condemned, because that condemnation can easily drive you to walk in the law again, to feel that you must attain your righteousness by good works now, instead of just faith in Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we are called in freedom. So I want us to all this year, every day, thank the Lord for freedom. Thank the Lord for the freedom that he bestowed upon us with his grace, by his love on the cross, that we are free, that we don't have to be in bondage anymore. So this is going to be a real year of freedom. Now, it also says, don't fall back into the religious spirit, which is slavery. Now, that keeps us in bondage the whole time. You have to do the same thing all over and all over again. Now, you can decide by yourself, and you know by yourself, what are those slavery things in your life that just keeps you in bondage the whole time. You're not free. That doesn't necessarily mean sin, but it's just those things, how you see God. It's just this thing that you can't accept his grace, you can't feel his love, you must always work for it. And if you grew up in a home like where you have to always work for affection and love, it can easily grow over to where you feel the same towards God as well. So bring that tonight before the Lord and say, God, I want to worship you in freedom and in truth, and not in the law, and not in bondage anymore. So the next point is serve one another in love. And Ewald actually said earlier that's also his part of what he feels this year is, we serve one another in love. And that last piece of that previous scripture, it says, watch out that you not devour one another. We can so easily just backbite. I mean, Cape Town is a difficult place for a lot of people coming in. And I can imagine for new people coming in Cape Town, it's daunting. And you feel that where's your part in the church or in friends? And sometimes there can be a lot of, a bit biting towards one another. Instead, let us this year serve one another in love, so that we do not devour one another, as the scripture says. Now, what I said earlier, you feel compelled to do good works by this condemnation that you feel that you don't have what it takes. You feel that you didn't spend enough time in God's presence, in quiet time this holiday. You said you're going to read through the New Testament and through some part of the Old Testament, and you didn't do that. Now you feel condemned. Now, some are laughing here, but a lot of people set those goals and say, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to do this. And I mean, I'm putting myself in that. And we can easily feel condemned. Now, watch out. Now, I just want to, my wife, a couple of days ago, she mentioned something that she heard from a sermon, and it was so beautiful to me that it just struck a chord that God was pleased with Jesus when he was baptized. God came and opened the heavens, and he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. So God was well pleased in Jesus. But for the first time, I actually realized when she said it to me that Jesus haven't done anything at that stage. And no ministry, no miracles, nothing at all. So there wasn't anything that you could feel, okay, but I must do this, all those good works. He hasn't started any of that, and God was still well pleased with him. So I want to say tonight, don't feel condemned if you do not do all this. God is well pleased with you if you're following him faithfully and wholeheartedly. So don't feel condemned tonight. So don't feel obligated to start going, okay, I didn't do all that I said I'm going to do. I'm going to do good works. I need to attain God's righteousness. It's a lie from the devil. The next scripture is Galatians 5 verse 16. Now this is just a short piece that's basically setting the tone for the verses that's going to follow. There's going to be a little bit of a walk through the book of Galatians. I'm coming to the nice meaty stuff now. It says, but I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things that you want to do. Now, who here have felt that you felt so strong, you want to do this thing, and then you do completely the opposite? I mean, it happens to me all the time. So you feel that today I'm going to, when I'm driving, I'm not going to get angry with all the taxis and stuff. the first taxi comes along, and then I do get angry. So, yes, I spend a lot of time in my car. So, there's a lot of these things that you feel in your heart, you're going to do this or you're not going to do this, and you do the opposite. So, don't feel condemned tonight. Now, the verses that follow is Galatians 5, verse 19 to 26. It says, now the works of the flesh are evident. And I'm going to stop a bit here, but it says sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger. That's where I fit in with a taxi sometime. Rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not going to focus too much on that, but I'm going to let the Holy Spirit do the work. If you're sitting here tonight and you feel in your heart, yes, Altus, I'm guilty of some of these stuff, and I want to really just bring it before the Lord again. I'm going to give an opportunity afterwards for us to really just say, God, these are the fruits of the flesh, and I've been for so long been cultivating these fruits in my life that are not from you, and I'm bringing that to you. I'm trusting you for the better ones. Now, it says, but the fruits of the Spirit is love. Now, I can honestly say, and I know it for a fact, that all of us that sit here wants to have love in your life. I mean, you want to feel loved. That's all through this holiday season. That was the number one thing that people tweeted or on Facebook. They wanted to be loved. And that's our number one primary goal or need in life, to be feel loved. So let us cultivate the fruit of love this year, and also joy. Now, joy is amazing. Happiness is one thing. We can be happy. You can get a salary raise and you can feel happy afterwards about that. That's not joy. Joy is something that comes from God, and that's nothing that you can cultivate with that. That's only from the Spirit of God. So this is going to be a year of joy again. The fruit of peace. Now, peace manifests in different ways, but I believe God wants us to have peace with one another and also peace with Him. So peace in our hearts, that you don't have to wake up at night and feel that you don't have this peace in your heart. So peace is another fruit that we're going to have this year. Patience, that's one I'm going to work on. My wife smiles in front of you, so I'm guilty on that one. So, and also kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Now, that last bit is part of that, where we want to have the good fruits in our life. We start envying one another. We start seeing that other person is showing those fruits of peace and love and joy. But why is it not in your heart? So you start envying other people. And that's where it becomes even more like those fruits that you have, it becomes rotten. And all of a sudden, you don't experience that joy and that love and peace in your life anymore. So envy is an enemy this year. So we're not going to, if you see another person, they get a salary raise and they are being prospered in what they do, start rejoicing with them. God is interested in your condition of your heart, your character. Not just to see that you also have a salary raise. So let 2013 might be the year of fruit in the Spirit. So I really pray that for us as a church, this will be a year where we have freedom in God. And in that freedom, these fruits of the Spirit will start to grow in our lives. Where we are in God's presence, when we walk in the Spirit and not anymore in the flesh, that we will start manifesting that those fruits, that love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, self-control, those things will we start to manifest in our lives. So as a church, the fruits of the Spirit, that's your inheritance this year. You're going to see more of that, and we're going to pray over us, and we're going to all pray together afterwards that God will bring that to forth. Now in your heart as well, there's certain areas in your life, and I know what areas are those in my life. Bring that before the Lord, those fruit that you can see. Maybe you have certain areas, certain of those fruits are evident in your life, but you don't see some of them in your life. Bring them before the Lord and trust God and say, God, I don't have patience. Patience is really a thing that I trust you for this year, and I'm going to work on it, and there's going to be certain practical steps that I need to follow as well. But trust God for that and say, God, thank you for showing this in my heart. I'm going to trust you for this. So in your heart, sit there and to say, God, thank you that you're showing me what I need to trust you for. Now, the following verse is Galatians 6, verse 7 to 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows from the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Now, we can speak a lot about fruit, and a lot of people quote that scripture in Galatians 5, verse 22, the fruits of the Spirit, and it sounds so nice, and yes, you're going to have all this fruit. But just the chapter afterwards, what I just read now, Galatians 6, where it says, God is not mocked. Whatever one sows, that he will also reap. And I know for a fact in my life, there are areas in my life that I've been sowing the wrong seed. I've not been sowing in the Spirit. I've not been sowing the good seed. And I've been seeing the bad fruit in my life as well. So I'm trusting God to make a change in my heart this year as well. That God will show me where to sow the good seed. What are those good seed that we sow in our lives? That we stop sowing those bad seed. If you have been sowing bad seed, if you have been sowing, seeing all these bad fruit in your life, and you can't understand why is that like that, it's probably because you've been sowing bad seed in your life the whole time. You've been saying negative words over yourself, other people, your family. You've not been seeing those fruit. Stop sowing those seed. You have a lot of power in what you're doing. So I plead with you guys, and it's in my same life as well. This is a year we're going to sow good seed. This is a seed. The Word of God is seed. The Bible says it's incorruptible seed. And if there are areas in your life that you feel you don't have victory in that, you trust God for healing in certain areas, speak the Word of God over that every day. Say, God, I'm sowing this seed in this area. This has been a barren field. This has been a field that's not been cultivated. But I'm sowing the seed. And I'm trusting you for harvest. So by sowing those good seed, you will get good fruit. So this is going to be a year of good seed, not bad seed anymore. So we trust in God for that. Trust God to show what areas in your life you need to sow the seed. In certain people in your life. God has shown me in the last couple of days just certain people that I need to just sow certain seed in, just to spend time with. It will take time to sow seed. You will not see fruit just then and that. So it will sometimes take time. So be patient. That's why we need those fruits of the Spirit. When we sow into other people, when we sow seeds, we need to be patient on that as well. So trust God for some people or some areas in your life where you need to sow those good seed. Now, I know a lot of people are sitting here tonight and say to me, Altus, but I've been sowing seed for so long. I've been sowing these good seed, and I've been really trusting God. I've been speaking the Word of God over this, but I don't see any fruit, and I don't see a breakthrough. Now, as the Word just said, I'm just going to read it again. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Now, I want to encourage you people tonight, and this has been an encouragement to myself as well. A lot of the times we feel that there's no more hope. We feel that we've been giving up now, and God is not coming through. The enemy says to you, God is not faithful. He will not come through. You cannot rely on him. Do not give up. This is a new year. This is a new beginning. I feel strongly that God says, behold, all things have become new. And he's giving us an opportunity where we can say, God, I know this has been a long year last year. It's been a tough one, but I'm trusting you. I'm not going to give up. Give me the strength. Give me the endurance to see this year through. If it's your finances, if it's your work, if it's relationships, in what area you can think of now, I trust God and do not give up. Do not lose hope. God is saying to you, do not give up tonight. Continue sowing those seeds, not just throwing them strategically. Trust God for that and do not give up on that. Do not stop. Now, if you have, like I said, if you have sown those bad seeds, stop tonight. Tonight is an opportunity where you're going to say, God, I'm stopping now if I've been sowing bad seed. So a lot of people can think, okay, we've been speaking about freedom in Christ, walking in the Spirit. We've been speaking about the bad fruit, the fruits of the flesh, and then the fruits of the Spirit. And then also the seed that we sow. But if you sow a seed, my wife and I, the other day, we planted some plants on our balcony, and it takes time. It takes water. You need to give them water. You need to give them plant food. And I mean, we had to get some advice from a lady that she said, "Don't you have rocks at the bottom for drainage? Don't you have all these bone meal for root growth?" Sometimes we don't know everything. We need advice from people on that. So this is a place we have small groups. We have Bible school, where to sow those seeds, what to do, how to grow. So I want to encourage you, if you're sitting here tonight and saying, I don't know how to grow, I don't know what areas can I make this seed grow, we have. We have Bible school, we have foundations, we have small groups. Come and join them. There are people sharing tips, if I can call it like that, how to grow those fruit. Now, the next scripture is John 15, verse 1 to 5. It is pointless if we have the good seed, if we have the fruit, or we want to grow the fruit, but if the roots are not there, if we're not rooted, we will not have the fruit in our lives. So I want to read the scripture, and it says, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, it is he that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Now this is a very well-known scripture, and when I just read that again, it just struck me. Sometimes I'm trying to do things without God. I've been trying to get this fruit in my life, or it's so secular humanistic, these good thoughts, this positive thoughts. In business, they say you must think positive thoughts, you must think, speak positivity over yourself. It's not going to work. It's not lasting. The only way we're going to have good fruit and lasting fruit and be able to grow this year, if we are rooted in Jesus. Now, that's the only way. And I mean, it says there at the end, from apart from me, you can do nothing. And I feel in my heart that God is saying to us, we must walk in the dependency upon him this year. This is a year where we're going to say, God, I can do nothing apart from you. I don't want to move from this place if you do not go with me. So this is a year of dependency upon God, that he is the root. We are rooted in him. And I mean, rooted means, and I want to tell you, if you're sitting here tonight and you're not sure where you can put your roots into a church, into a body of Christ where you can grow and to have fruit, this is an opportunity where we can say, listen, if you feel God has planted you or sent you here, plant yourself here. Put your roots in, and don't just one day here and another day. If you do it with any plant, in a while that plant is going to die. So that doesn't exempt us. So if you feel God has put you here, root yourself in here so that there's going to be fruit. Other people are going to enjoy that fruit in your life, and you're going to see more of that coming. That is being rooted in Jesus as well. But that's just on the side. Jesus desires for us that we should bear much fruit. And there are ways that he can create more fruit in our lives. So sometimes you feel like, okay, God, it's probably my lot that I'm not going to be fruitful. I'm going to be barren in that sense. God desires for each one of us to be fruitful. And that fruit is not a selfish thing that we can say, hey, look, I'm fruitful. That fruit is for other people around us, in our workplace, that we will be fruitful, that our workplace will, that the kingdom of God will get there. That in our relationships, in our families, in what we do, our sports, wherever, that we can be fruitful in that, so that God's kingdom will come there. That's the end goal, that God will be glorified by the fruits. And yeah, the Bible also says that they will know you by your fruits. So that's why they can see Jesus is really in your life. There's going to be fruit in your life. Now, some people, and I know of some people in the last 4 months or so of last year, they've been really experiencing difficult times where we feel, as the Bible says, you've been pruned. It's been really difficult. I don't know if somebody can identify with that. So I see some people nodding. But I want to encourage you tonight. Like I said earlier, do not give up. God is busy with you. God is busy with you, pruning you. Now, the reason why he's pruning us is that we must bear more fruit so that we can become more fruitful. Today in our little bedding, I saw one of the tuckies of one of the plants are being dried. So I said, I'm gonna cut that one off because it's dry and let the others blossom even more. That is exactly what God wants to do with us so that we can bear more fruit in the areas that he wants us to bear fruit. So do not give up tonight. Do not feel that, hey, that this is you. You're not going to bear fruit. Do not give up. God is busy with you. And like I said earlier, we can do nothing apart from God. In your work, in your finances, trust God tonight. Invite God in and say, God, I'm trusting you tonight. I'm not going to do this on my own. 2013 is going to be a year where I trust you, and I'm going to trust you for big things, and I'm going to really rely on you. I'm going to live on the edge. I'm going to live by faith and not by sight. And it's difficult. It's daunting, and it's everything in your flesh just wants to say no. Trust in your salary. That's the easy way. Just take the easy part. God wants us tonight to say, listen, I'm trusting God, and God is going to do amazing things in our lives. I'm really excited to stand at the end of 2013 to look back at this year and to really see that this has been a year where there was freedom for growth, where there was freedom to move. And like I said, you know only in your heart what those areas are in your life. So afterwards, we're going to pray, and then we're going to ask God, let this areas just blossom even more. So yeah, this has been a, I must be honest with you, I ran through my sermon more quickly than I thought. But I hope you got the point. I'm just going to recap. I'm just going to recap again. And this is basically laying the foundation for this year. That this is going to be a year where we're going to be free. We're not going to be anymore submitting to the yoke of bondage. Back to slavery. So we don't want to be slaves anymore. That means slaves to sin, slaves to the law. So that means we trust in God. We're living by faith and not by the law anymore. So this is a year of freedom. This is a year of growth. We are going to see growth, and I want to speak it over us in our relationships, in our workplace. For you guys that's getting married in 2 weeks, you're going to see growth in your life. You're going to see people, you're going to just move in a new dispensation in your life. And I'm really excited to be part of that and to see what God is going to do in your life, Flippy and Alicia. And yeah, we're really trusting God. We're trusting God as well. And I'm also speaking in faith here now. We're trusting God for physical growth of the church in the sense that there's going to be women that falls pregnant, married women falling pregnant. And I want to prophesy over that God is, no, hear me now. That God will increase to this church, that there will be a fruitfulness in this church, because we're not seeing a lot of babies in this church, and I'm really trusting God for that. So, I thank God for just fruit and not barrenness anymore in this church again. So, if you're sitting here tonight and you know that you've been sowing bad seed in your life, you can sow bad seed towards yourself as well. You've been just been negativity, or any bad seed in other people or in areas in your life. I'm creating the opportunity tonight where I want us to pray that we can just say, God, forgive me of sowing this bad seed. And I'm trusting you. I'm throwing that away now. And I'm asking you, give me good seed in my life that I can start sowing the good seed in my life. So if that's you tonight, I want you to just pray. So if that's you tonight, I want you to raise your hand. If you say, God, I've been sowing bad seed in my life, and I'm stopping tonight. This is enough. I don't want to submit unto that anymore. I'm going to pray for you afterwards as well. If you've been trusting God for a lot of things in your life, if you've been trusting God for finances and you feel that you've been doing all the right things and you've been faithful and you've been doing your quiet times and nothing's happening and you can't understand what's going on and you feel that you've lost all hope, that you've grown weary, if that's you tonight, I want you also to raise your hand. If you want to say, God, I'm really trusting you in this year. I don't want to lose hope. I thank you for momentum. I thank you that all those things that have been blocking and stopping the momentum in my life, I thank you that you are busy releasing me of that, that you are delivering me of that, so that I can move, that I've been running well and continue running. So if that's you tonight, raise your hand so that we can pray with you. Yeah, if you feel tonight that you've been struggling with sin in your life, or just things that you just cannot get free from, and you feel so much in bondage, and you feel always that you can only be justified by the law, and you can't accept God's grace. Tonight we're gonna pray with you. We wanna invite you forward, and we're gonna have some ushers in the front soon, so that we can pray with you, so that we can trust that this is gonna be a year of freedom. This is gonna be a year where you're gonna be free from those things that you have been struggling all your life with. If there's people here tonight that I feel that they do not trust God anymore, they've been disappointed so many times that you cannot just trust God, we're going to pray for you as well. I just want to pray for us now. I just feel, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit here tonight, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. Lord, thank you that you died for us on that cross, and you paid the ultimate price for us so that we can be free, Father, so that, Lord Jesus, we do not have to submit any longer to this yoke of bondage, so that you have called us for freedom. And Lord, tonight, Lord, I ask you, Lord, as a church corporately, Lord, here in Cape Town, that this will be a year for us as freedom, Lord, freedom to not feel condemned anymore about everything that we do, Lord. Father, freedom, Father, from all those things in the past, Lord, that have been dragging us back and reminding us of this is who you were, and you can't move forward. God, I pray, Father, for us, Father, for freedom of that, Lord. I pray for freedom, Lord, in the sense of that we have momentum in what we do, Lord. That all those stumbling blocks in our lives, Lord, that you will free us of that in Jesus' name. God, thank you that this is going to be a year of fruit, Lord. This is going to be a year where we're going to see things happening by your Holy Spirit. And your glory is going to be resting on our lives, on our families, Lord, in our workplace. Lord, we're not going to be struggling anymore and to not see momentum and fruitfulness in our life anymore. We're going to see those fruit in our life. We're going to see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for your fruit, Lord. God, we worship you that we can do nothing apart from you. Apart from you, we can do nothing, Lord. And Lord, I pray, Father, that we are rooted in you. Father, in Jesus' name, God, that we will not do anything on our own accord, that we will not do anything by ourselves, Lord, on our own strength, but only by your grace, Lord, only in you. Help us to be rooted in you. Help us to be rooted that we can experience what it is to be part of your promise, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God.